You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, bad news for the Braves as far as development and the future. Ozzie Albies, we speculated last week as to whether or not he'd be called up to the big league club. He was playing down in the minor leagues in the postseason, and well, he's not going to be called up to the big league club because he fractured his elbow on Wednesday night in a game. So that's obviously a big blow for him. Who knows how long that'll keep him out, but it's kind of the worst news that we kind of could have gone with. Everyone wasn't sure quite yet what was wrong with the elbow, but now as we record this, we know it's a fractured elbow. What does that mean for Albies going forward in the beginning of 2017?
Well, you know, he's going to have to undergo surgery next week. It's going to be probably I don't have all the details yet. Like you said, we're just learning this. You know, we'll have to hear what the Braves officials have to say in terms of rehab time. But you know, it's certainly going to take away a lot of the preparations that he would have made entering spring training, where he was coming to maybe win a starting job, certainly an opening day roster spot next year. You know, this is a big blow not only for him but for the team in some ways. Now you certainly have Jace Peterson already to man that second base position, and maybe they were going to do that at the game next year anyhow. But you know, this is certainly the kid wanted to finish this season strong. He won a Southern League batting title. He was going to go play in the Arizona Fall League, and then, like I said, all those normal offseason preparations that he would have made maybe in December, I'm guessing, you know, that this is going to set him back, and maybe he isn't able to do a lot of, you know, his normal preparations until sometime January or February. But the hope is that he'd be ready, by the start of spring training. But this is certainly going to be a setback. The good thing is he's young, he's a hard worker, he's got plenty of time to bounce back from this at some point during his career, but you never want to suffer an injury like this.
Tough break for Ozzie Albies, obviously. When you look at those playoff teams as far as the minor league goes, I know there's some value there. I mean, obviously the minor leagues are all about development, but when you get to the postseason and these guys get a chance to play meaningful games, it's probably more value there than them coming up and kind of maybe sitting on the bench for the most part with the major league club. Malik Smith is down playing in those playoff games rather than be back up with the Braves as well. He's going to get more time, I assume, down there here. After the playoffs are done in the minors, will he be recalled up to the Braves?
Yes, he will be. You know, there's no doubt that Malik will join Atlanta's roster, you know, once the postseason is complete there. He's with Double-A Mississippi now. All indications are that the thumb has not been a problem whatsoever. He fractured the thumb. He's been sidelined since fracturing that thumb back in June. You know, not only did you have to allow the bone to heal, but he had to basically, because he was in a cast, a hard cast, unlike Tyler Flowers, who was in a soft cast, whatever you want to call it. Tyler was able to go ahead and continue to use the rest of his arm. Malik, he was not able to remain active there, so he had to build up all those muscles again and you get back to, regaining your hand-eye coordination, speed, reacting to pitches, that kind of stuff. He's done pretty well with that. The Braves are hoping to get him up to Atlanta here over the final couple weeks of the season, just to reintroduce him to the big league level. And, once we head into next year, the big question this offseason is what are they going to do with their outfield? Because you've got Markakis, Enciarte, and Kemp. There's your starters right now. Are you going to go ahead and – I think what Enciarte has done the last couple weeks, it'd be – nearly impossible to move him unless you're getting something absolutely ridiculous in return. So probably the assumption heading into the offseason is they may try to move Markakis just to create a spot so that Malik's going to be back in that lineup next year. So you would have Malik and Enciarte. One of the two of them would play center. Now, because of Enciarte's arm, the assumption would be he would go to right field. But you're also losing the guy who may win the Gold Glove as center fielder this year. So, there's a lot of questions being answered, but the most important thing is just getting Malik back out there give him a taste of the big league level before this season ends.
One other kind of newsworthy thing as far as the Braves go this week, Mark, was that it looked like they were kind of lined up to be the team that would sign Tim Tebow. Obviously, the former Heisman Trophy Award winner worked out for teams last week, and the Braves seemed to be in the driver's seat, but at the end of the day, he ends up signing with the Mets. How serious were the Braves, and how seriously did they take Tebow's chances of becoming a major league ball player someday?
You know, I think that they saw this as just a no-lose situation. Bring him in, they have a void in right field at the Double-A level because Braxton Davidson has stalled. He'll go back to the Class A high level or the Class A advanced level next year. So they said, you know, look, we'll bring him in here. He's going to have to do everything all the rest of the minor leaguers do, stay at their same hotel. Ride the bus, all that kind of stuff. We're not going to give them any preferential treatment. I think their signing bonus was probably going to be somewhere around $50,000 to $60,000, which, you know, obviously about half of what the Mets offered. And the most important thing is, it sounds like the Mets are willing to allow him to continue to do his college football work. And you know, the Braves certainly weren't going to do that. And I think that was always the biggest thing is, yes, they were willing to buy the lottery ticket, see if they got lucky. With the scratch off there, and you know, Bobby figured that the odds of him making the big leagues were probably about, you know, 10% or less. They saw it as a no lose situation. They weren't going to give up a roster spot. They weren't going to give him an invite to spring training. But at the same time, they you know, if they could provide the best offer and he was willing to be committed to baseball, then they'd do it. But you know, now the question is he really committed to baseball when he really wants to go and do, you know, continue to do the TV work with ESPN during the college football season. There were other people that, you know, friends of mine from the college football world who were saying, look, this guy will never ride the bus. He's not going to want to live that minor league lifestyle. You know, he's always wanting first-class tickets here, that. So, yeah, I think this is always – there's always been a concern that this is more about, you know, the Tebow brand than it is about baseball. And, you know, moving forward – you know, the Braves are certainly not devastated that they didn't sign him. They were willing to take a chance if it was the right fit, but at the end of the day, the Mets offered Tebow what he wanted.
Great stuff, as always, Mark. As I let you go, one other note. March 31st will be the first Braves game at SunTrust Park. That'll be an exhibition against the New York Yankees. So the future is coming quickly for the Atlanta Braves. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.